Hi, I'm Simon Perriman, live at the Edge Show at MMS. And I'm joined today by Vishnu Nath, and we're going to be talking about network monitoring. Vishnu, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. So my name is Vishnu Nath. I'm a program manager, and I was focusing the last 2 years working with Microsoft on the network monitoring feature that's brand new for Operations Manager 2012.
So network monitoring, tell me, what exactly is this? Why is it interesting to our IT pros?
So oftentimes, Simon, what we would find when we talked with our customers, they would tell us, you know, Microsoft does a really great job. We have a best-in-class product for monitoring their applications, services, using Operations Manager. But the story that we kept hearing over and over was they would be able to debug their applications and look at everything that was going on in their environment, if their servers were healthy. But oftentimes, a slowdown in the application or a server outage, they would get to the point where they would really scratch their heads and be like, you know what, everything looks good on my end. I think there's a network problem going on. And that's a challenging situation that IT ops can get into, because it usually means they got to pick up the phone and make a dreaded call over to the network guys. And that phone call, we always hear, goes the same way. Like, hey, you know, I think there's a problem going on in the network. Could you guys check it out for me? And then they're like, okay, open a ticket, or there's not a problem.
There's never a problem, right?
Yeah,
it's no one's fault.
So time goes by, half day, full day, couple days, until they identify that there was a network problem, and then they can move on to restoring their service or applications. What we wanted to do is really reduce that mean time to restore by giving IT ops visibility into that network layer of services and giving them the right amount of visibility that they care about.
Sounds good. So tell me, you know, what are kind of the high-level features? What exactly does this technology do?
So not only are we able to discover your network devices, and by devices I mean switches, routers, firewalls, load balancers, all of those types of devices, but we're also able to discover and monitor the components of the device, so the ports and interfaces, processor, memory, and those things that really that really show you the health of the device itself. And one of the other things that we do that's very unique is we can then tie back all of that monitoring data and how those devices are connected to each other and relate them to how it's connected to the servers that you're monitoring as well. So you are able to visualize and see when a network device goes down or a connection is down, what servers and applications will be impacted by that.
Great. So let's get technical. How does this actually work? Is it using simple pings or some other type of protocol?
Yep. So we use the SNMP protocol. So we have support for SNMP V1, V2, and V3, which is new for Operations Manager 2012. So that will give some of our customers who want a little more secure protocol, we do have support for SNMP V3. So with SNMP, we actually have an internal mapping that we know what interface MIBs and what MIBs that these different enterprise devices are leveraging. And that allows us to query all this monitoring data from the device and provide it to you.
So what type of devices do we support?
So we support over 2,000 devices did we actually test this with our TAP customers and within our internal partners at MSIT to be able to validate this solution across the board. But what we really wanted to do is create an as generic as possible solution so that we could touch any type of device that responds to SNMP, even devices that aren't even out on the market today. And we did that by leveraging some of these industry standard MIBs.
Great. So you mentioned that we have, 2,000 that come in box. What happens if one of our customers just doesn't have one? How would they set it up? How would they configure it so that this device that maybe isn't out on the market yet or, you know, it's not part of this core 2,000, how do they monitor that,
set that up? So the beauty of that is the discovery experience would be exactly the same. So you provide us an IP address, or we have the ability to crawl your network to find the device. Once we identify it, we will actually interrogate the device to determine what things we know about it that we can monitor. On top of that, customers can extend on our platform and use our class model to extend and author any type of monitoring they want. And we provide you some SNMP authoring templates to be able to do that.
Great. So this is different than monitoring with a management pack, right? Because, you know, it's a networking device.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go and configure this, you know, give me more details, right? How do they actually go in and set it up?
So we have a whole discovery experience built out. So it's a real nice, simple wizard that you're able to click through and get up and running with your network discovery. Within under 5 minutes was the original plan that we wanted, and we seem to be able to hit that
very nice
out of the park.
Now, is there any type of overhead, you know, since you're actually monitoring all of these networks, does that increase the amount of traffic?
So there's very minimal impact to your network. We've done a lot of performance testing to ensure that that would be the case. One recommendation we do have for our operations manager customers, if you're monitoring a large set of devices, we would recommend that you use a dedicated management group, operations management group, to be able to do that.
Great. Well, I know I've seen this before, but why don't we show a demo? Let's let our audience take a look at it, and we can see some of the rich dashboards. I mean, that's one of the things that really impresses me the most, just, you know, the depth, all these different things you look at. So can you walk us through it?
Okay, sure. So, yeah, like you said, Simon, we do a lot of monitoring for these devices and their components. And oftentimes our customers ask us, you know, how can I actually visualize all of this data very quickly? Because it's such a large data set, and make meaningful decisions based on them. So the first dashboard we see here is kind of our is what we call the network summary dashboard. So the network summary dashboard gives us essentially a top 10 list across my entire monitored network. So you can see the top 10 network devices with the slowest response time to ICMP ping. You can see the nodes with the highest CPU utilization, the interfaces with the highest utilization. And you can also look at things such as the interfaces with the most send and receive errors, and also the most alerts. So real quick, at one glance, you can get a real good feel for what areas may be having trouble in your network. We find that this allows customers to be proactive about their approach of looking at problems in the network before it becomes an actual problem that they must react to.
So how do you define a node? What exactly is that?
So a node to us is any type of network device. So it could be a switch, a router, a firewall, a load balancer, et cetera.
Great.
So one other nice thing that we like to do is we built out the navigation tree so that from any node or any interface, you can pivot to any of our other views. So we've built out a couple more dashboards that let you really drill down into the components of the detail. So if I select a device, this switch, for example, and I pivot into the network node dashboard, I'll then get a dashboard that's targeted just at that device itself. So I'm going to be able to see availability metrics so I can know how available my device has been over the last 24, 48 hours, the last 7 or 30 days. In addition, you'll get this vicinity view that you see here in the upper left. This allows me to see my immediate connected neighbors to that device, which is really powerful, so that if you know this particular device is misbehaving, you could see directly who its immediate neighbors would be that would be impacted by this. You can also see the health of the connections between the devices. We also have the ability to show you what Windows computers are connected to this particular node, which is really powerful. In addition to that, we show you the average response time for a network device. That will be its responsiveness to ICMP ping over the last 24 hours, as well as the processor utilization over the last 24 hours. I can also show you the health of all the interfaces on the node. And we actually did something really interesting out of the box, and that was we turn on monitoring for only those ports and interfaces that we find interesting. And what we find interesting are those ports that make up connections between individual network devices and make up connections between the network devices and the servers we're monitoring. In our early CTPs, we actually had monitoring for all ports, but we found that this inundated, you know, our ops guys with too much data about ports and that they didn't really care about, in addition to having a performance overhead to monitor all these things. So we wanted to be really smart about what we targeted and what we monitor out of the box so that we can provide a great tuned solution right from running discovery to being running in production without having to do a lot of overhead and configuration. Conversely, though, we did build the ability to quickly turn on monitoring or turn off monitoring for a particular port. So you could simply select a set of ports and run one of our interface tasks to enable port monitoring for those if you wanted. One more drill down that we did now was on the port level. So the bread and butter of our monitoring solution, when we talked to a lot of our customers, they told us that port monitoring is really the essential magic sauce that they really want to get visibility into. So both performance and availability of their ports and interfaces. So we built the interface dashboard. So if I select any interface, I can pivot into this dashboard. So this dashboard is going to give me a lot of that I/O data that I want, some of the inbound and outbound bits per second. It's going to give me a makeup of the packets that were sent and received, both unicast and broadcast. It's going to give me any of the send-receive errors and discards as a percentage of the total volume of traffic. So the raw number we realized was not that interesting, but what's really interesting is to know what percentage of your traffic is one of these areas. And we found that out by talking to a lot of our customers and working with our network engineers to determine that. You'll also get a glance at network utilization and any active alerts that are on the interface. The final dashboard I want to show you is the what we call the vicinity dashboard. And that's you got a quick glimpse of it in the node dashboard, but I'd like to show you some of the flexibility we built for the navigation to that vicinity dashboard. So from any selected network device, any interface, or even any alert or Windows computer, you can pivot to the vicinity dashboard. So if I pivot over to the Windows computer state view that everybody's familiar with, I can select any of my Windows computers. So I'll select this computer that looks like it's in a warning state. So let me check out what network devices it's connected to. So this vicinity view, by default, will show me all of the one-hop neighbors, so the immediate neighbors to that computer and the network devices that are connected to the device it's connected to. So very quickly, at a glance here, you can see your Windows computer, its health state. You can see the health of the connections between the network devices, and you can also see the immediate one-hop neighbors. I also have the ability to select any one of these devices and pivot into the node dashboard like we discussed earlier. I also have the ability to look a little bit wider to see, show me a number of hops out from this device. So if I expand this, let's say, to two hops, and I can check show computers, this is going to show me now my two hop neighbors to that device and any computers that are connected to those devices as well. So this will give me a great network topology view of my environment. The other nice thing I'd like to mention about these dashboards that I'm showing you here today is that they're viewable not only in the Windows console, but they're also available in the web console, and they can be published to SharePoint. So you have flexibility to be able to publish this kind of data to the different customers who wanted to view the data in different mediums.
That's excellent. Now, how much configuration is needed to get this network vicinity dashboard?
Absolutely nothing above running the network discovery wizard. So we automatically do, as part of our discovery, what we call port stitching. So we know we're able to discover the network adapters on your Windows servers. And during the discovery of the network devices, we can essentially stitch those connections together so that we can build this network diagram view. And if you have any changes in your topology, rerunning the network discovery, which you can set to run on a schedule, will allow you to capture that, and this will automatically refresh to be up to date and current to what your topology looks like.
Very nice. Now, final question. How much of this is new, and how much existed in the previous version of Operations Manager?
So what you're seeing here has been completely redesigned from the ground up. We ship a new SNMP dedicated stack that we've developed, so we have a new SNMP module that will allow this platform to grow and be very scalable and highly performant. In 2007, we leveraged the Windows SNMP stack, which we found limited our scalability. With this, shipping our own dedicated stack, we can hope to scale much larger than where we were today and provide a robust platform for our partners and customers to even further extend monitoring.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you for showing me all of that. That's some great stuff. Now, how can people give you feedback or communicate with you to learn more?
Sure. So I'm on Twitter, so they can follow me. I'm at Vishnu Naff. And I do check it regularly, so tweet me and I'll tweet you back, and I'd love to hear how this solution's working out for people.
Excellent, and of course, System Center is now in general availability,
yep.
So you could go to microsoft.com/System Center to check out the products and learn more.
Yep.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Simon.
Great stuff here, and I'm sure our customers are really going to love this.
Thank
Thanks.
You.